Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mayor Lightfoot is in a jam, but she's not the only one. All of Chicago is in a jam with her. The politicians in the General Assembly in Springfield are about to inflict upon us an elected Board of Education, campaigning candidates assailing each other for a chance to control our schools. The politicians are bowing to the will of the Chicago Teachers Union and the ward bosses of the City Council, who like jamming Lightfoot and are hoping will elect a Board of Ed they can muscle into stripping away her powers to staff and run the schools. Politics, politics. Think about that. An elected Board of Education, campaign gurus, coaching candidates, dashing through neighborhoods, making promises they know and we know they cannot keep. And when the campaign is over and the votes are counted, the winners will take over a $7 billion budget. And despite their lack of experience in managing public schools, they'll take over the task of nurturing the young minds of 350,000 children and the peace of mind of 1 million parents. In Springfield, the Assembly and the Governor are pressing for an elected school board of 21 members, 3 times the size of the board we have now. 21 advocates preaching their personal objectives. That's democracy, say the politicians, letting the people decide. That's unwieldy, says the mayor, and oh, what a mistake it will be. Given the conduct of Chicago elections, oh, how right she is. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.